In Florida, a milestone in the restoration of the endangered Everglades ecosystem. Federal and state officials have broken ground on a key project long in the making. It will raise a section of a historic highway that cuts through the middle of the wetlands area. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, for decades, the road has also served as a barrier, keeping water from flowing south into Everglades National Park.
It's called Tamiami Trail, named for Tampa and Miami, the two cities it connected when it was completed in 1928. It cost $8 million, took 13 years to build, and crosses east to west across the southern tip of the Florida Peninsula through nearly 100 miles of Everglades wetlands. But it's not just a road. It also acts as a dam, keeping water that flows from Lake Okeechobee from finishing its journey south to Everglades National Park, an ecosystem dependent on water. Now work is beginning on a project that might sound mundane, but to people like Dan Kimball, superintendent of Everglades National Park, is downright exciting.
And this is a very, very significant day for the park. We've been waiting 20 years for this groundbreaking.
And he means that literally. It was 1989 when Congress ordered the Army Corps of Engineers to help restore the flow to Everglades National Park by raising a portion of Tamiami Trail. Lawsuits and funding delays combined to hold up the project. But earlier this year, the Obama administration included $81 million for the project in the economic stimulus package. Kimball says it's a project that will do a lot to restore the Everglades.
What we're doing today is getting rid of the dam on the north end of the park so we can start, and it's a huge start, to get the water back into the park. Right now, it's dying of thirst.
Today, Everglades National Park is an amazing place. It's been designated by the UN as a World Heritage Site, but it's a shadow of what it once was. The numbers of wading birds, wood storks, herons, egrets, and roseate spoonbills have declined by 90% over the past several decades. Restoring the water flow is the first step in bringing the park back, and raising Tamiami Trail begins that process. But even this project is a compromise. Environmental groups support it, but want more. They wanted the Army Corps of Engineers to raise the entire section, some 11 miles of road surface. The Corps rejected that plan as too expensive and received approval for a more modest approach, raising a section just 1 mile long. That will nearly double the amount of water flowing south to the park. And Sarah Fain of the National Parks Conservation Association says plans are already underway to elevate other sections of the road.
What we need to do is, within this 11 miles, get rid of a whole lot of the trail. We might not be able to do all 11 miles, but we need a whole lot more than 1 mile.
Dozens of state and federal officials were on hand for the groundbreaking. After 20 years, there are many people in and out of government with a personal stake in the issue. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar flew down from Washington.
We knew that we had to succeed here in the River of Grass in this restoration effort, because if we do not succeed here in the Everglades, we won't be able to succeed elsewhere as we deal with ecosystem restoration all across America.
There was one group of stakeholders conspicuous by their absence. For years, the Miccosukee Indian tribe has been in court fighting the bridge project out of concern it will cause flooding on their land just south of Tamiami Trail. When it approved the stimulus money, Congress overrode the Miccosukee case, allowing construction to go forward. Now, after years of delays, lawsuits, and political battles, Everglades advocates like Sarah Fain think something important is happening.
What's very exciting is that Congress has finally stepped up with some important funding. We see some momentum going forward. We have a significant commitment from the White House, a commitment from Congress, and so it's looking up from here on out.
As important as this project is, it's still just the beginning of Everglades restoration. The Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan, approved by Congress 9 years ago, contains 68 separate projects expected to take 20 to 30 years to complete. Congress will decide whether to authorize the first four next year as part of a big water bill. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.